Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And then they shall say unto you, speak unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wicked that speak and that mutter. Should not a people speak unto their God? To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no life in them. And they shall pass fear, hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, that they shall stretch themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth, and behold, trouble and darkness, thinness of anguish, and driven to darkness. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, unto them the light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And this Prince of Peace is the true light, the morning star, the splendor of eternal light and sun of righteousness, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness does not comprehend it. But as many as receive him, to them he gives the power to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Behold, your salvation comes, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power of God may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not pressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, by faith, and well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him, for the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. What a glorious calling! God has committed to us this word of reconciliation. This calling of people from spiritual darkness in the shadow of death into his marvelous light. This message of the forgiveness of all sins by the redemption in his blood. The message of life and salvation, of deliverance from Satan, the prince of darkness. When we see how this light has shined in our hearts, because this word of reconciliation was brought to us, was proclaimed to us, and when we know the peace of God in our hearts, despite the difficulties and sadness of this life, because of the hope that is in us, we will want to share this loving gospel call with those who are still living in darkness and in the shadow of death. As ambassadors of Christ, as though God were pleading by us, we implore them in Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. So God has made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin also for those who are now living in darkness and in the shadow of death, that they too might become the righteousness of God in him. O morning star, splendor of eternal light, and sun of righteousness, come and enlighten those who are living in darkness and in the shadow of death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.